Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Stuck in Paris.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Being stuck in Paris doesn't sound so bad, unless you live there and can't get to your job. Today's being called Black Thursday in France. The country is facing a massive transportation shutdown. Transport workers are protesting President Nicolas Sarkozy's reforms. More now from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
In the biggest union mobilization in 12 years, only a fraction of the country's trains will run. Paris will be paralyzed. This is the first showdown between the unions and France's reform-minded president. Sarkozy wants to reduce retirement benefits, like calling it quits at 50, for select employees in the country's state-run rails and utilities. The last time a government tried that was in 1995. The prime minister buckled after weeks of crippling strikes. But Pierre Briançon, Paris correspondent for financial website BreakingNews.com, says Sarkozy is likely to win this time.
He has said very clearly that whatever the outcome, he has been elected to implement the reforms. He's got the political legitimacy, and the unions don't.
The strikes are the first big test for Sarkozy. How he handles them may determine the fate of his other reforms. In Paris, I'm Eleanor Beardsley for Marketplace.
From Black Thursday to Black Monday. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of that fateful day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 500 points, 23% at the time. I don't think we'll be reliving that anytime soon. The Dow did fall 20 points yesterday, just a tenth of a percent, to 13,892. But the NASDAQ gained a percent, 28 points, to 2792. The S&P 500 was up 2 points to 1541. The Asian markets added about a percent today. In Europe, shares are a tad lower so far. A ton of banks are reporting their profits this week, or lack of them. Today, it's Bank of America's turn. Actually, things haven't been nearly as bad as Wall Street expected. Jill Barchet reports.
Banks have done pretty well this week. J.P. Morgan's profits were up. Wells Fargo says it did pretty well in its mortgage business. Joe Morford at RBC Capital Markets says despite what you might think, most banks are weathering the storm.
Given some of the fears we had a couple of months ago, banks are holding their own. We're not seeing big losses.
Most banks didn't make a lot of subprime loans, so they dodged that bullet. Profits in J.P. Morgan's private equity division offset its bond losses. Still, Morford says the trouble's not over.
Greatest areas of stress are in residential construction lending, given the significant downturn in the housing market, you know, and home equity lending as well. And what's a bit scary now is that even the more conservative, disciplined lenders are feeling some pain and taking their lumps.
Morford says banks are in for a beating next quarter. He's downgrading bank stocks. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
It's pretty clear Sony is losing the battle against Nintendo's Wii. So Sony's cutting the price of the PlayStation 3 one more time. A $400 version goes on sale November 2nd. Is that something you might be interested in? Still, the Wii sells for $250, and the Xbox 360 goes for $300 to $400.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Here's a good wait, wait, don't tell me question. Who is Kathleen Casey Kerschling? She was in the news this week. She was born January 1st, 1946, just a tad after midnight. Kathleen is the first baby boomer to get her Social Security benefits. The Social Security folks held a news conference this week to announce it, but they predict this is the beginning of an avalanche of baby boomers who will bury Social Security. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Chris, I know you don't buy that. Why not?
First of all, the Social Security problem emerges about 2044. That's a long period of time. Secondly, whether or not Social Security in 2044 is in trouble really doesn't depend on demographics. It depends on the productivity, the wealth creation of this economy. Let's stop the hand-wringing. There's a very good reason why Social Security does face some financing issues. I'm not totally dismissing it. We're living longer. We're healthier. This is a good thing. This is something to celebrate. Stop the hair-shirt economics and stop pretending that you're fiscally responsible by raising the Social Security issue. It's a non-issue.
But, Chris, there are a lot of baby boomers. There are 76 million baby boomers. They're going to take a lot of benefits. You don't think that's going to push the Social Security system on the verge of bankruptcy?
Absolutely not. And the real issue is Medicare and Medicaid. And it is the aging of the baby boom generation, and it is this crazy quilt, out of control health financing system that we have that is a train wreck guaranteed to happen over the next several decades. But that's a different issue. That's an issue of healthcare. I have no idea whether we'll still have a Medicare and Medicaid system in 10 years. Maybe it'll be reformed, but you want to worry about something. You want to focus on something. It's healthcare all the time. Forget Social Security. It's a non-issue.
Are you suggesting that the presidential candidates shouldn't even address Social Security?
They should address healthcare. That's what matters. Social Security, when we get a new administration, you sit down with some of the people who are willing to do some bipartisan compromise. You look at some of the research that's been done. You get some smart people in a room. You cut a deal. It's over with. It's done. Okay, maybe you have to bring Greenspan out of retirement. Remember 1983? He did a deal that, made the system solvent for a long period of time. So we'll prop him up and say, okay, here's our figurehead. And then we go ahead and move on. The real issue and the issue that is coming up in the presidential debate, and I'm hoping becomes more a part of the presidential debate, is health care. That's something to worry about. Social Security is just a smokescreen.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.